Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. We'll never know what Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton discussed when they met for 30 minutes in Phoenix yesterday. But the bad optics of that, given the federal probe into Hillary Clinton's private email server, has apparently prompted the Justice Department to throw some light on the investigation. A justice official tells the Associated Press Lynch expects to accept whatever recommendations prosecutors make in the case, and she'll have more to say about it later today. July 1st puts a whole slate of new laws into effect in Virginia.
A cop has to have another reason to pull you over, but if he does notice you smoking in the car with a child under 9, that's now a $100 fine. Slingshot hunting's now legal as long as you're not aiming at deer, bears, elk, or turkeys. If a biker crashes into your open car door, that's a $50 fine. A few new laws about guns going into the books. First, domestic abusers now required to get rid of their guns. A cop will be at every gun show to do voluntary background checks. Virginia concealed carry permits will be honored in other states and vice versa. And there's now a minimum age to get married, 16 years old, with the judge's approval. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Maryland, the gas tax is rising about a penny a gallon, but several fees levied by the state have been slashed, including the cost of getting a copy of a birth or death certificate. Montgomery County's imposed a ban on the use of cosmetic pesticides on its own property. A ban on your property will come in 2018. And Prince George's County's fracking ban is now in effect. It's the first jurisdiction in the state to prohibit the practice. Maryland's facing a severe shortage of prison guards, and the union that represents correctional officers says that's putting both inmates and guards at risk. The state currently has about 600 vacancies for corrections officers and 1,000 open jobs department-wide, but they're having trouble finding eligible applicants who can pass a polygraph test, a background check, and who have a clean record. Nearly 4,300 people applied for jobs the past 18 months. Fewer than 400 have been hired. A setback for technology that allows cars to drive themselves after the death of a driver in Florida who put his faith in his Tesla.
Federal regulators are now investigating Tesla's autopilot mode as a result of a crash. It happened when a tractor trailer made a left turn in front of the car. Tesla wrote in a blog post, the car's autopilot system didn't recognize the white side of a tractor trailer against a bright sky, so the brake wasn't activated. Tesla called the crash a rare circumstance. The company admits the software isn't perfect and says the driver still has to be in control. I'm Mark Chase.
It's a lot less hectic at Joyce Base Andrews today than yesterday morning when an active shooter drill was mistaken for the real thing, locking down the base for an hour and a half. What lessons were learned?
In the end, when you're doing an after-action report on this, I think point one, two, and three is going to be communication, communication, communication.
Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino says in the future, everyone on the base should be notified in advance about any planned active shooter drills. Employees weren't notified in advance about yesterday's drill.
With this new soft target terror environment, you just can't run a drill. They're not scared. Americans don't get scared easily, but they're a little apprehensive, understandably so, after Orlando and San Bernardino.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,929. The NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, the Nats cream the Reds thanks to two homers by Danny Espinosa, including a grand slam. The Orioles fall in Seattle, breaking a seven-game win streak, and Coastal Carolina upsets Arizona to win the College World Series. WMAL News Times 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway still waiting for the tow truck to get that pickup truck out of the way. Northbound George Washington Parkway, just north of the 14th Street Bridge, still blocks the right lane of 2. So it's slowing the 14th Street Bridge, slow coming out of town as a result. Heavy on the Key Bridge, getting into Georgetown, there's a crash on Canal Road right as you pass the Whitehurst Freeway near the Exxon station. One lane still blocked. You're under police direction there. Again, trying to get into the Georgetown area. If you're coming in on the Chain Bridge Road, Canal Road and through Arizona Avenue, that's all a little bit lighter than normal. We're enjoying the trip around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. We're really starting to clear out the delays that we did have. 66 eastbound inside the Beltway. All lanes reopened before the Roslyn Tunnel. We had the tree down. A lot of activity still on the shoulder, but those delays quickly clearing as you head toward the tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Friday, a front may trigger some strong thunderstorms later today with a high near 86. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 70 in Manassas, 69 in Waldorf, 74 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A federal judge knocks down Mississippi's religious freedom law. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, our weekly conversation with Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. They've been all over this story about Bill Clinton's meeting with Loretta Lynch at an airport in Arizona. What's that all about? We'll talk to Brett Baer about that coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's a big weekend here in Washington, D.C. Well, it's a big weekend in America, but what better place to celebrate the 4th of July than here in Washington, D.C.? And the host of the Capitol 4th on PBS will be none other than Tom Bergeron, Emmy Award-winning television personality. Television personality. Tom, do you like being called a television personality? Is that the best...
That works for me. I'll show up for that.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And tell us about what we should expect on the Capitol 4th this year.
Well, as in every year, 90 minutes of incredible entertainment, all culminating in the best fireworks you're going to see on the 4th of July anywhere. Some of the people who will be joining me on that wonderful stage in the West Lawn of the Capitol are Kenny Loggins, Smokey Robinson.
Wow.
We're going to have a performance from the Broadway musical On Your Feet. Amber Riley and Gavin DeGraw will be performing. Now, that's fun for me because they both were contestants on previous seasons of Dancing with the Stars, Amber having won the season she was on.
Yeah.
So it'll be a mini reunion for me with them.
Oh, that is cool. And, of course, the On Your Feet musical on Broadway is the story of Gloria and Emilio Estefan. And God knows,
exactly,
you
yeah.
use a lot of their music on Dancing with the Stars for the Latin numbers. You know, this brings me to my major agenda here, Tom Bergeron. My partner every morning, Brian Wilson, of course, a journalist 30 years in the running here in Washington, D.C. People don't know this. He's a great dancer. I mean, he puts Tucker Carlson to shame.
It doesn't take much, I'll tell you.
We got to get Brian on. I know that you get pitched all the time, Tom, but if you're recruiting,
you know, reporting in Washington this year, you need fancy footwork.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Well, actually, Tom, to be honest with you, I'm not much of a dancer, but I have admired your career for many years.
You said said you're not much of a dancer, but that's never stopped a lot of the people
we've
talked.
Well, yeah, that's right. I'm not much of a dancer, but an admirer of your career for many years. I first came to notice you when you did that brief stint on the Fox Morning Show. I was working in Washington, D.C. at the Fox affiliate, saw you there. Instead of being a dancer, I am more entertained, quite frankly, by people who fall off ladders, and I watched you for many years on AFV, but you're not doing that anymore. You're focusing mostly on this Dancing with the Stars for now, right?
Yeah, that's right. I did the AFV for 15 years. I wanted to take the show up to its 25th anniversary season, which I did, and then passed the pinata stick on to Alfonso Ribeiro after that.
Yeah, do you have any remembrances of that show that sort of stick out in your mind? I'm just always kind of curious about.
Yes, actually, from watching all of the videos over the years, that's why I constantly wear a cup.
That's probably a good idea. Tom Bergeron is our guest, and he's hosting this year's Capitol 4th on the Capitol Hill, of course, and it's the 240th celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Listen, you host shows all the time before a big live studio. I don't think people realize how huge that audience is for a TV show. It's a very big audience for Dancing with the Stars, but nothing compared to looking out on that stage and seeing the enormous crowd that assembles on the Mall. What is that feeling like, standing in the shadow of the Capitol and the Washington Monument?
I've often said that even with the heat and humidity that Washington, D.C. Has on July 4th, I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's an amazing experience because there are so many levels at work. I mean, for me, I always prefer live television to tape television. So going in, that's an advantage for me. Then you walk on that stage and you see that sea of people with the flags waving and the families together and the energy and the Capitol in the background. And it's knowing the amazing array of talent that's about to come to the stage following my welcome. And I always try to take just a beat before I start. I walk on that stage and just kind of take it in. And then go.
Hard to blame you.
And, of course, right there behind you, the National Symphony Orchestra. I mean, a remarkable organization that provides the musical underpinning for all this.
They don't suck. That's true. Well said. All right. Well, listen, one other thing that I wanted to point out, because, we have such a love for the military and the families of the military here in Washington, D.C. and here on WMAL. This is the 75th anniversary of the USO, and a big portion of the show is going to be carved out for that.
That's exactly right, and it's a wonderful anniversary. It has been. I saw David Letterman come out of retirement recently to help celebrate the 75th anniversary with his Walt Whitman beard.
Yeah,
and I don't know that we'll get him on stage, but we certainly will be acknowledging that milestone for the USO.
That would be great. And listen, the merging and the long history of Hollywood support for the USO and the great work that Hollywood has stepped up and done with the USO for our military families and members of the military is a great one. So I'm glad you're carrying on that tradition, Tom Bergeron.
You bet, so am I.
All right, listen, thank you so much for joining us, Tom. It's a great pleasure to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
And I'll see you dancing season 23.
We have to make this happen.
It is Larry's great dream, but I can promise you don't want me. But thanks, Tom, anyway.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, he is a fun guy, and it's going to be cool. I'm going to try to make it down to the concert at the Capitol 4th.
Why did you put me in that uncomfortable position? I mean, really.
Because everybody knows that you're a great dancer, and if Tucker Carlson can do it, I think you can do it.
Well, Tucker Carlson couldn't do it.
Well, he could make it the first episode, at least. All right, what about Tom DeLay?
Yeah, there was that.
He made it quite a bit. Yeah. Why are you afraid? It's what the people want.
It may be what they want, but honestly, I mean, I do have excellent rhythm. There's no doubt about that. But I don't have the ability to translate rhythm into something that's an attractive dance.
That's of any kind. I know. I know that to be true, and that's what makes Dancing with the Stars so awesome.
You just want to humiliate me.
No, I don't. National no, TV I want you to bring joy audience. To millions of people's lives. If you want Brian Wilson to be on Dancing with the Stars, why don't you tweet us at WMALDC. Anyway, it's going to be a great concert. Idea. Tom Bergeron is a lot of fun. He's going to do a great job down there at the concert. And also, by the way, Alison Porter is going to be singing the national anthem, and she just won The Voice, and she's got an incredible voice. And I worked with her on Ten Commandments, the musical starring Val Kilmer. Yeah, I've often discussed
your dislike for Val Kilmer. Would she share
experience.
Your opinion of him?
I'm not sure. I would ask her that when I see her. We haven't talked about Val in quite some time since 2004. At the time, she was a
because you've said that
she was a fellow cast member.
You found Val Kilmer to be the most reprehensible human being
the
you've
most
ever met,
odious person on the planet Earth.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's 8:50. Val Kilmer not appearing at this year's Capitol.
That's right.
8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good morning. And it is a good morning for most commuters heading into work out of Frederick 270 and down into Gaithersburg, Rockville, wide open. Enjoy the ride, lighter than normal on 95, 29, 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good, where we have a little bit of volume, northbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway through Bowie, top side through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups are actually starting to clear. See that brake light's right around 210, but that's the worst of it. 66 coming through Manassas, Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks in good shape. A brief delay at the Beltway, and then inside the Beltway, if you were worried about that downed tree we talked about all morning, no longer a worry. It's now been taken care of. Everything to the right shoulder before you get into the tunnel, and no delay. We do have a delay still getting into Georgetown, inbound over the Key Bridge to go outbound Canal Road near the Exxon station, where crash activity continues. That was blocking that one right lane under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Few storms may be severe. High of 86 degrees. Tonight the thunderstorms continue until we hit around midnight. Then it'll be clear. After that, low 69 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast for the big 4th of July holiday. Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, high near 85. Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid 80s. And then Monday, afternoon rain could develop. Highs in the low 80s. So keep an eye out for some rain during your picnics or your days at the beach or the ballpark or the fireworks or whatever you're doing on 4th of July. 73 degrees right now. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Bless America, land that I love.
It's become a tradition now at Major League Baseball games. Almost all games on Sundays now have a rendition of God Bless America before they do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's just a really nice thing that they do. And it all started after 9/11.
Right.
You remember 9/11 happened, of course, in September of 2001, and all of Major League Baseball ceased operations for several days. And the Yankees, of course, happened in New York City. And the Yankees, when they came back to play, they sang God Bless America. They had, I forget his name now, a great Irish tenor who was with the New York Police Department. And it just became his thing. He does it all the time, and it's chilling, and he's fantastic. And at Yankee Stadium, they do it at every game still. Every single game, Yankee Stadium, they sing God Bless America. Most parks do it on Sunday. Here
on
at
Sunday,
Nationals Park, they do it on Sunday.
It's a nice tradition. I've been to many. I love that. Yeah.
Well, you're the only one, apparently. No, actually, most people like it. But Gersh Kutzman, columnist at the New York Daily News.
What's his name?
Gersh Kutzman.
Yeah, well,
says that this has to end. He is calling for an end to the fascist singing of the offensive God Bless America. Let me read you a little bit of what he has to say about it. Part of my outrage stems from ponderous Mussolini-esque introduction of the song. When fans are asked to rise, remove their caps, and place them over their hearts. Reality check, friends. God Bless America is not the national anthem. The only songs Americans should stand for are the Star-Spangled Banner and Here Comes the Bride. But then he goes on to say,
really?
The song embodies great things about America, but also our worst things. Self-righteousness, forced piety,
what?
Earnest self-reverence. I think that Mr. Gersh Kuntzman knows a thing or two about self-righteousness, doesn't he, with this column. And then he goes on, and this is my favorite part. The headline says, God Bless America has to end because it a song that offends everyone. God Bless America offends everyone. Is there anything in God Bless America that offends you?
It is just a tribute to our country and what we stand for.
Right. And I expect you to answer that, because, listen, this is his backup as to how it offends everyone.
How does it offend anyone?
God Bless America is as divisive as American politics. New research found that 83.8% of people who describe themselves as very liberal dislike the song, while only 20.5% of people who call themselves very conservative have a problem with it. So think about that for a minute. 84% of people who call themselves very liberal hate God Bless America.
They hate the idea of singing something that pays tribute to what America, the greatness of America.
And only 20% of people who call themselves very conservative had any problem with the song.
The liberals have a problem with God blessing America.
Right, exactly. And then they
sound like they have a problem with God.
But so first of all, that tells you everything you need to know about someone who describes themselves as very liberal. But secondly, it tells you everything you need to know about Gersh Kuntzman and the New York Daily News, because in their eyes, if 84% of people who are very liberal don't like the song, and 21% of people who call themselves very conservative don't like the song, that means that it offends everyone. In other words, it offends everyone in our newsroom. It offends everyone that I go to cocktail parties with. Yeah. It offends everyone in my family, Gersh Kuntzman. Here's the thing. While we're talking about things that offend us, mm-hmm. and asking for a ban, I've been going through some past covers and headlines of the New York Daily News over the last year.
Right, uh-huh.
When Paul Ryan came out and said that he would vote for Donald Trump, they put a cover on with Paul Ryan and Donald Trump, and the headline was, "I'm with racist." Now, I find that offensive. Should we put an end to that? Here's another one. After the shooting in San Bernardino, they put a montage on the cover of Republican politicians asking for prayers for those who died. Yeah. And their headline was, "God isn't fixing this."
Oh, my.
Because they're calling for gun control. Their last headline had a picture of an AR-15, and the headline reads, "NRA's sick jihad." I find that offensive. That's the New York Daily News. They also endorse Hillary Clinton. I find that rather offensive.
I do too.
Can we put an end to the New York Daily News, because it offends everyone?
But we're not going to put an end to God Bless America.
No, we aren't. We're going to sing it proudly.
We're going to sing it.
822 on WMAO.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. So if you've got dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning. Only the best. My friends at Zero Res, and they really are my friends, because I just had them out for a second time, and you get to know these guys, you get friendly with them, and boy, oh boy, do they do a great job. Now, the reason I had them out to clean my carpets the second time this year, about 7 months later, so, I'm on that twice a year habit, is that my kids are over for the summer, and if your kids are like my kids, they're spending most of their time not on your furniture, but all over the floor. They're rolling around playing and games and board games, and they're doing their Xbox, and they're checking their Snapchats, and they're on the carpet all the time. You don't want your kids' precious, soft, beautiful skin to be screwed up with all the dry chemicals that those carpet cleaning companies leave behind, that residue, that chalky, pasty, what is that stuff? Zero Res doesn't use it. They use a patented empowered water cleaning system, free of toxins, and by the way, it's fast drying. It just takes a couple hours. Give them a call. Ask for the WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at Zero ResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards. It's spelled the same.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
8:25 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we had some tie-ups early this morning and some problems, but 270 we've cleared out. In fact, most of the way as you head out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway, I'm seeing very light volume, if any. 66, Greenway Toll Road's great. Now, with all this being said, it is a very busy weekend coming up and seeing some getaway traffic on Virginia's 95. I'm talking about that, and I'm still seeing that slowdown in the southbound direction, heading toward the Occoquan into Woodbridge, and again through Dale City and Dumfries. That's about the slowest stretch for commuters heading down toward the Fredericksburg area and continuing down to the beaches, heading to the Eastern Shore. 50 is good at the Bay Bridge, no troubles there. Over at the Key Bridge, let's get you through Georgetown, seeing the pace improve slightly as you come off of the Key Bridge, take that left onto Canal Road. That's where we had accident activity near the Exxon station. And over the 14th Street Bridge, light into town until you get onto Lower 14th Street. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Friday, a front may trigger some strong thunderstorms later today with a high near 86. Rain tapers off tonight with a low 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees at 8:27. I am so ticked off about this God Bless America thing. We have to purge ourselves of this, all right? It's 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Let's do a good
thing.
We're
good patriotic Americans here on
this
show.
I want you to listen to this. This is a video that's gone viral. Millions of people have seen it now on Facebook and YouTube. A young woman named Star Swain visiting here in the nation's capital at the Lincoln Memorial. Her friend turned on the video on the phone, and she decided to sing an impromptu a cappella version of our Star Spangled Banner. Listen to the end here. Got to see the whole thing, and we will post the heck out of it up there at WML.com and on our Facebook page, you know, WMLDC.
I've been there, and I've always wondered what it would sound like, the acoustics and that,
right?
All that marble on that reverberation that takes place, and then she's got an amazing voice.
Now you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know how crowded it is up there with everyone standing
and
around
Abe. Stopped,
just imagine, and it's totally silent except for her voice, and getting chills.
That's awesome. I wish I'd have been there.
8:28 on WML.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL, what a week. The Benghazi report is released. Trump gives a big economic speech. Clinton and Lynch meet on a plane. Brett Baer of Fox News will explain it all to us after the news with John Matthews on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm the aforementioned John Matthews. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is trying to put some distance between herself and the Clintons today. A Justice Department official tells the Associated Press Lynch will discuss the probe into Hillary Clinton's email and specifically say she'll likely accept whatever recommendations prosecutors make about the case. The revelation comes a day after Lynch took flack for having a private meeting with former President Bill Clinton. A 500,000 people are expected to descend on the mall for the 4th of July, and given the state of the world these days, you can expect plenty of eyes watching the crowds.
You need to get through one of 8 security access points if you want a prime spot on the National Mall. U.S. Park Police say it's one of many security measures happening for the fireworks show. Lieutenant James Murphy.
Precautions have been taken. Planning has been going on for months, and it is a coordinated, multi-agency event.
Lieutenant Murphy says despite recent terror attacks around the world, they have no credible threats against the annual celebration. But if security is stepped up, you might not even know.
We will not advise the public. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes security that goes on during these events.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police in Philadelphia are asking prosecutors there to review as many as 1,000 DWI cases because of bad breath. Well, actually bad breath tests. The machines used to determine whether someone's drunk were not properly calibrated in tests given during the first half of this year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 4842. In sports,
Espinoza takes a shot. Deep left center. See you later. He's done it from both sides of the plate. And the Nationals lead 13-1.
Bob Carpenter on Masson. Danny Espinosa follows his second career Grand Slam with a 3-run shot to lead the Nats over the Reds. The O's 7-game win streak ends in Seattle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 has been a great trip through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, lighter than normal. Have a brief delay now to get by the crash. Eastbound 66 near Nutley Street. This is before you get to the Beltway. Eastbound inside of the Beltway as you head toward the Roslyn Tunnel. Looks so much better. We had the right lane blocked for most of the early rush hour. Down Tree, everything now confined to the right shoulder. Heading into Georgetown, still a bit of volume. Going to get across the Key Bridge to take that left onto Canal Road, where they were clearing the crash out of that right lane. Making your travels through the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, just a delay, volume delay to get to outbound New York Avenue. DC 295 south past East Capitol Street had the incident. They were trying to clear that to the shoulder. Beltway great to the Wilson Bridge and lighter than normal Virginia Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today up to 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Springfield, 72 in Rockville, 76 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is now 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now, as he does most Fridays when we're lucky, is our good friend Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. He's the anchor of Special Report. Hello, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
Big 4th of July plans, I'm sure?
Yeah, taking the family out of town for a couple days, and excited to get back in the swing, and then the following week leave for the convention.
Yeah, I know. That's right. We got 1 week and then conventions after that. That's right. Okay. Well, listen, I got to ask you, because I've been watching the Fox News Channel coverage of this story, that when I saw it, I instantly said, what in the hell was the Attorney General thinking? Having a meeting with Bill Clinton when his wife is under investigation, when the Clinton Foundation is under investigation, why in the world would she agree to have a 30-minute secret meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix that I actually don't think they ever expected anybody would ever find out about, but they did? What was your reaction when you heard this?
I was shocked. First of all, it was a local affiliate that tipped us off to this. And someone spotted them going into the plane together, and then alerted a local reporter. I mean, we wouldn't have known anything about it. No one would have asked her about it. And I mean, it's shocking, really, if you think about it, because we know that the FBI expanded the email investigation to include the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly.
And if you're talking about the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton is obviously a potential witness there. I mean, he's intimately involved in the whole foundation workings. I mean, this is law school 101.
I know it. I mean, I don't know of any lawyer who wouldn't instantly recognize the ethical concerns that were raised by such a meeting.
So then it brings the question, you know, why so reckless? How is this happening? I had heard all kinds of theories that she's getting pressure to indict and she's looking for a way to recuse herself. I think that's a little too clever by half, but I do think that there's more to this. The fact that Lynch comes out this morning and says she's going to full fully accept the recommendations, the consensus recommendations of the FBI investigators involved. I mean, it raises all kinds of questions. You know, is this essentially her recusing herself? Now, you know, what happens moving forward? We are just getting word at Fox News through a law enforcement source that investigators are, quote, very close to a determination on the investigation.
Oh, that's
so
that's breaking.
What does that mean? I don't know what very close means, but it doesn't sound like it's a long way off.
You know, I've been saying this, and I'll just throw this out there. And I know you know that that news management is a fine art. And if you needed to drop bad news on Hillary Clinton's campaign, what better time to do it than the Friday before the 4th of July?
Well, that's true. I mean, we are going to get probably some and maybe a lot of news today.
Mm-hmm.
Because Friday before a holiday week or weekend is as you know, ripe for dumping things. I don't think very close means today, but I do think that, you know, it's just a fascinating development. I think if you read through the press briefing, the lines of Josh Earnest's appearance at the White House yesterday, I do think it was a problem for the White House. I mean, he had some trouble answering those questions, and, you know, he kept on saying that the president wants it to be above board and completely take everything out of it, the political considerations, but the appearance alone is just a real issue.
Brett Baer, I also want to take you back to the release of the Benghazi report earlier this week from the Select Committee in the House. And first of all, I want to thank you. We played the audio of you and your interview with Trey Gowdy that evening, specifically about how the New York Times said, you know, no new evidence of wrongdoing. And that seemed to be, they were all talking from the same talking points. And it was great for you to have the chairman rebut that in such a detailed way. But I wonder what your biggest takeaway is. I know that you focused almost immediately on the after part. There seemed to be problems before, during, and after the Benghazi attacks, the after part, of course, with the talking points. What did you learn that was new?
Well, I think that deputies meeting that happened at 7:30, that Clinton is the highest-ranking cabinet official there, that the action items coming out of that were, five of them had to do with characterization and something about the videotape, telling Leon Panetta and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to talk to the pastor, Jones, about the videotape. The other five action items have to do with concerns about the Libyan government and whether the people going in, if they go in, should be wearing U.S. uniforms or not, and the fact that they change numerous times. I think that there was just telling at that moment when the ambassador is still missing that all of those things were the focus.
They were missing, and there were people in need of help, and they left. And that you're right. The fact that how this happened, you know, if they even did believe that the YouTube had anything to do with it, really shouldn't have been the top priority at that moment.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting that the talking point from Democrats was that, you know, this investigation, there's nothing new, and it cost $7 million. Well, I would like to know the dollar figure on the email investigation figure out how much that is costing currently. But my bottom line from Benghazi is if you do read the whole report, and I do think that they made a mistake, the Republicans did, in continuing to say Americans should read the report. I mean, it's not like they're going to take the 800 pages to the pool. So I think there is a lot there, but whether it, you know, anything comes out of it, I think it's yet to be seen.
I am noting reports this morning, one in the Washington Post and elsewhere, that the Donald Trump campaign apparently very close to getting closer to making an announcement of who his running mate might be. And according to the reporting that I've seen this morning, I think AP had this as well, it looks like it's Newt Gingrich as the lead candidate, followed by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. You there, with your finger on the pulse of the worldwide resources of Fox News, what are you hearing?
Well, I think, you know, the Chris Christie thing, he is clearly tied at the hip with Trump, and he's there at Trump Tower all the time, and by all accounts is a close advisor to Trump, as is Newt Gingrich. And I just take Donald Trump at his word, and what he has said publicly numerous times, that he wanted someone who could get legislation across the finish line and knows the ins and outs of working inside Washington, a place that he has not worked. What does that tell us? I think Newt Gingrich is a possibility. He doesn't he doesn't really help him with any of the demographics he has real problems with, nor does he deliver any particular state. But he does provide this intelligentsia in the conservative in the conservative side of the party.
All right. We'll leave it right there. Brett Baer, thank you so much.
Enjoy your Independence Day weekend, Brett.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
844 on WMAL.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720. That's right. It's 845 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. What I don't want you to worry about is the George Washington Parkway incident was the broken down northbound north of the 14th Street Bridge. It's gone and those delays just about gone too. Wide open trip 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. In fact, not too much to tell you about for the rush hour. 66 eastbound before the Beltway near Nutley Street. They were clearing the crash from the left lane. Now, what we are seeing, I'm seeing the volume still persisting to go out of town. Southbound 95 through Woodbridge, Dale City, Dumfries and Triangle. And now a little bit of volume in Stafford. These commuters heading south on 95 and toward Fredericksburg and continuing down toward the beaches. Heading up to the Bay Bridge and on 50. It's a great time to get going. Right now, I'm not seeing any backups for now. 270 each direction between Frederick and the Beltway, wide open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 74 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL. As iconic movie themes go.
That's pretty good.
This is about as iconic as you get, isn't it? And we must take a moment, a pause, to reflect on some pretty significant dates right now in the Gone with the Wind saga. Are you ready for this one?
I am. I'm ready.
Gone with the Wind. First of all, Gone with the Wind yesterday, I believe, is the anniversary of the first publishing of the Gone with the Wind
39,
novel.
39, right?
1936 was the
36,
novel.
Right.
The film was 1939.
Wow.
So, which, by the way, is another amazing thing. They turned that thing around and released it 3 years later. You know, the novel was huge, and they immediately got that script. They worked on it for a long time because it was hard to adapt it to the film.
Mm-hmm.
The casting, all that stuff. But they got it. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
And it's a long movie.
Yes, it is. It's major. So that's one.
Epic, you might say.
Yesterday, 1936. So that's what? 100 and. No, it's not. It's 90 years.
Right? I've never
80 years.
I don't even try.
Excuse me. I'll do it.
Anymore.
It's 80 years. Okay. I did it right there. 80 years. 80 years since Gone with the Wind, the novel,
right,
was published. But wait.
But there's, wait, there's more.
Today, July 1st, the day after the anniversary of the release of the novel Gone with the Wind. Today is the birthday of the last surviving star of the film, Gone with the Wind. One Olivia de Havilland's birthday is today, and she is, my friends, 100 years old
today.
She was born on July 1st in 1916 in Tokyo, by the way. She has British parents, and she moved to California when she was 3 years old, and she made her screen debut in 1935 in Midsummer Night's Dream. Remember that big epic version that was produced back in the mid-30s? And yeah. And now she is celebrating her 100th birthday, and she's still alive and kicking. And how amazing was she in that movie?
Yeah.
Those eyes. There's no comparison. Maybe Merle Oberon. Those two pair of eyes are the greatest eyes in film. Okay, maybe Betty Davis. Okay, those three sets of eyes right there. Olivia de Havilland, Merle Oberon, Betty Davis. Those are the eyes. Yeah. I'll leave it there.
July 1st, 1916, born in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tokyo, Japan. Yeah.
How about that?
I know. So congratulations, happy birthday to Olivia de Havilland, and everyone should watch Gone with the Wind. This weekend, sit down, get the kids, gather them around the little the flat screen, and watch Gone with the Wind. Why not? All right, we got more, though.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, we don't? Oh, we got a break. All right, well, I got to say this. Rumor has it Joe and Mika are doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joe and Mika.
I
got to throw it out there. Joe and Mika are, there's a little bit extra something-something going on in the morning, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Mika's getting a divorce right now, and Joe got divorced a few years ago, and apparently, according to Page Six of the New York Post, it's sort of an open secret around 30 Rock that Joe and Mika are doing the MSNBC.
How about that?
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Let's face it, you don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey, Bob. How's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It's not easy being green, but green can make life easier for you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Trees and plants make for more than just nice scenery. A new study out of Harvard School of Public Health and Brigham and Women's Hospital found that living in or near green areas can help women live longer and improve their mental health. In fact, women living in the greenest areas had a 12% lower death rate than women living in the least green areas. We already know that vegetation can help mitigate the effects of climate change, but this study suggests the potential co-benefit for health. That's what the study's author said. Now why? Well, you've got more opportunities to exercise and interact with other people, plus lower exposure to air pollution. Now it's worth noting the team does believe the findings would be similar in men had they been included in the study. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
I don't argue. I debate and win.
It's unbelievable. I mean, now you understand what's going on.
He's all that and a bag of chips.
Spoiler alert.
Did he say that? You bet I did. Record it. I caught it. Play it to all your neighbors.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, you guys, I think you're wonderful. I listen all day long.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
Attaboy.
WMAL.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, they're trying to get a jump on it. 95, Virginia, that's what I'm talking about. Southbound already seeing delays now out of Newington, off and on through Dumfries and again in Stafford for the long getaway weekend. Nothing reported along the way. On the other side, though, northbound, if you are heading into work or heading into D.C. for whatever reason, out of Stafford and through to the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a wide open trip. It is light around the region. Enjoy the ride in from the west, 66 Greenway Toll Road, 270 south, just a brief delay in the Gaithersburg. Outer loop of the Beltway as you head toward George Avenue, an inner loop brief delay into Bethesda, but really that's about it. Into Georgetown, the incident cleared. Outbound Canal Road as you come off of the Key Bridge. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees right now at 856.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all of the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,300 ready home buyers right now. Other agents want to list your home, then they have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Don't lose money. Ask Brian and Molly LeChance on Moultrie Road in Springfield. They said working with the Reynolds team was a dream. They sold our home fast and at 100% of the asking price. The Reynolds team sells faster and for more money, and they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call them now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Well, that wraps up our Friday show, and I want you all to have a great 4th of July holiday weekend.
Yep, declare your independence from the mainstream media, and also look for a big news dump later today.
Yeah, there'll be something.
Coming up, it's the tenacious Steve Malzberg, fresh off a private meeting with Loretta Lynch. What's up, Steve?
I can't get off the plane. Well, we're going to talk about the Lynch situation, obviously. Also, the big press conference with the Secretary of Defense on transgender.